Earlier this year, investigators in Dubai seemed to be closing in on a suspect who may have been part of that mysterious operation to kill a top Hamas official. Mahmoud al-Mabou was found dead in his hotel room in Dubai, and it quickly became clear that he was killed. By whom? No one can prove for sure, but many fingers have been pointing at Israel. Now, the investigators reviewed hundreds of hours of security camera footage, and they managed to link one of the suspects, a white-haired man in his early 60s, to a name. Christopher Lockwood. That's the name that was on his passport. Police in France tracked down a cell phone that belonged to him, and in Britain, detectives found his address. But Lockwood never turned up. The Wall Street Journal's been investigating the story, and one of its reporters, Alistair MacDonald, explains what happened next.
That passport, British police had discovered, the name had been changed from a Yehuda Lustig. Yehuda Lustig was traced back to being born in Glasgow in the 1940s. But interestingly, and it was actually us who turned up this fact, the Wall Street Journal, he died in the Yom Kippur War in 1973 in the Sinai Peninsula.
So Christopher Lockwood actually had changed his name from Yehuda Lustig, who was a person who had been dead since 1973.
Yeah. So either the ID of a fallen Israeli soldier was copied, or Yehuda Lustig is still alive and changed his name. Now, given the responses of relatives since then, and given the fact that it makes little sense for Yehuda Lustig to change his name and pretend he's dead, you can only assume that his ID was cloned.
Now, the British police staked out Christopher Lockwood's home. They got a London address, and they watched it. What happened?
Well, he didn't show up, and the British police think that he's not going to show up. They've concluded he's not going to come, though if he does, they say they'll arrest him. But what they did find is that he didn't really leave many traces of himself. There was no public health records or tax information. He never paid a TV license fee, which is mandatory in Britain if you own a set. So either this guy is the tightest man in the world, or he just didn't spend much time there.
Clearly, he is involved in intelligence in some way. Let's assume that he is probably a spy. Was he involved in the assassination of Mahmoud al-Mabou?
Well, our sources indicate that he operated as a sort of a fix-it guy, allegedly for Mossad in the UK and in France. He was a sort of a middleman who would facilitate things for them. We believe that he wasn't involved in the actual assassination.
Now, more than 40 passports were used for apparently as many as 33 different people. 19 of them were British passports.
That's right.
Two suspects apparently fled to the US.
Yes, that's right.
You found this out.
My colleague found, we had a number of sources, and also we sourced documentary evidence related to the case that suggests that these two did pass through U.S. Immigration. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has since said that it doesn't have records of these two suspects in its system. But as I say, we were obviously confident of our sourcing enough to put it in the story.
Based on your investigation, does it seem pretty hard not to conclude that the Israeli Mossad was involved in this operation?
I mean, I have to be careful here. Obviously, there hasn't been a trial yet, and there hasn't been a prosecution. But
if the Israelis have neither denied nor confirmed this, they don't acknowledge this.
The Israelis have said, basically, there's no evidence linking them to it. Now, if you take a look at the British, for instance, who are quite a close ally to Israel, they have all but accused Mossad of that. I mean, they threw out a member of the Israeli diplomatic team in London who, according to a person familiar with the matter, was Mossad. And they've, in Parliament, accused the Israelis of cloning British passports. Likewise with the Irish, likewise with the Australians. I think the French have. So all these countries are allies of Israel, have all but accused Mossad of doing that.
That's Alistair MacDonald with The Wall Street Journal. Alistair, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.